Ah, is it louder?
I mean,
I guess not.
No, I didn't really hear a difference.
All right, well, take it away. Get started. You said you wanted to open with your speech.
I didn't say that.
Let's hear your speech, Chloe. You had so much good stuff to talk about.
No, I don't think I do. I think I filled you in at bingo night.
Okay, then let's get started.
The world. What a terrifying place. Seek horrors, and you will find they exist behind every corner. If endless fears of evil beasts and the wickedness of reality torments your restless spirit, confront it. Take a seat and settle in. You've made it just in time for the Goblin Hour.
Audience, we're back for another Goblin Hour. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'm back again. It's me, Goblin Hour Ben, with a brand new episode of Goblin Hour. And today, my special guest, Chloe. Chloe.
Hi.
They love you. Welcome, Chloe. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for finally having me on the show, Ben.
Yeah, it took a while. Yeah. Your schedule is pretty busy, so it was tough to find a way to fit you in.
Okay.
But Chloe, I mean, let's start. You a big Goblin Hour fan? You love it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you're a big supporter?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I wish I could have been on some earlier episodes to put in my two cents, but it's fine, Ben.
Yeah, you wanted to be on the Bigfoot episode?
I did.
Yeah.
Even the mermaid episode.
But those both, I mean, come on. Those are classics. We got to find you your own classic, you know?
Fine, I guess.
Maybe once we run out of monsters.
I know a lot about that stuff.
We'll come back. We'll circle around. Maybe in a few years, once I've done every cryptid, we can have you back on for Mermaids Part 2. Okay?
Okay.
But we always got to start with two questions. Question number one, Chloe, how do we know each other? How did we meet?
Well, we met at the...
Okay, check this out. I have to censor that now, because I don't, as you noticed, I didn't say your last name. I also don't ever say where I worked. So now I get to go and edit that. So thank you.
Why not, though? You could be having fans.
I know.
Like,
they could come in and
introduce
me. I don't want that happening. I don't want to be at work and have...
be like, oh my gosh, it's Ben.
It's Ben from Goblin Hour. You work here? No, I don't want that. I need to keep the Goblin Hour fan base is crazy. They would probably try to kill me for what I said about Bigfoot.
Okay.
I said some slanderous things about Mike Moneymaker.
Matt Moneymaker?
Yeah, sure. Whoever the Bigfoot man is.
Yeah.
We were talking shit on him a little bit. Anyway.
Okay. Sure.
We met at that place.
Yeah, immediately, I didn't like you at first.
No, we became good friends second one.
No, Ben, you made me really mad at first.
I know, I can live with that, though. That's good.
Like, you asked how to wash dishes.
Listen, they had a big machine back there. They had, like, four different knobs.
You were like, I don't think I'm doing this right.
Yeah, because, listen, if you go to a new place and they're like, here's the three sinks, every place has a different system. Some places want you to wash dishes for real. Some places are like, eh, just splash water on it.
I don't think so. I think it's...
Whatever.
The same.
Whatever. Disagree to agree. I was right, but sure. Okay. Part two. So we met at that place. Chloe was mean to me for no reason. Then part two is ghosts, goblins. What is your experience with this type of evil? Get your phone out of here. Chloe, what's your experience with these types of evil creatures? Have you fought any of them before? Have you encountered any? Do you believe in this type of stuff? That can be ghosts, that can be aliens, that can be Bigfoot.
I've never encountered any of them, but
okay.
I would like to believe that there's a possibility
of a ghost
of
Bigfoot, Loch Ness,
maybe ghosts.
Ooh,
maybe Bigfoot, but ooh. I would need like evidence to support this. Like hardcore evidence.
No, just believe it. It's probably real.
Probably.
You convinced? Audience. Yeah. You convinced?
No.
Okay. Well, so, no? You do believe in it? You've never encountered it, though?
No.
You never saw a ghost in, like, grandma's attic or nothing?
I do have a story.
I just asked.
I forgot about it.
All right. Say your story. So, audience. They're happy you have a story.
This was in, I think, middle school. Mm-hmm. And we went on this field trip to this, like, history museum. Mm-hmm. And some of my friends went into the bathroom.
No, don't say it.
They decided to do Bloody Mary. And, like, as we, like, were kind of finishing up, one of the toilets flushed. And we ran out of there.
Yeah.
But no one came out.
You need to talk to Brendan about that. He has a similar story.
Then we went into, they had this, like, little chapel area. I don't really know why.
The chapel area?
Yeah, I don't know why it was in a museum.
Okay.
Like, whatever. But it was, like, really hot in there.
That's ghost heat.
Compared to the rest of the building.
That's definitely ghost heat. Or the entire rest of the building was haunted, and that was the one not haunted place.
I mean, it is, like, church.
Ghost. Ooh.
You know, holy
ghosts
ground.
Can't go there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Audience. I don't know why they laughed at that. That one wasn't meant to be a joke. I was going to say this podcast, whatever, I'm going to fully cut that part. I'll say it, fuck it. This podcast is for the...
What?
It's for the birds. This podcast is for the birds.
I thought it was a cricket.
No, that's the birds. This podcast is not for the crickets.
Okay.
All right. Good story, Chloe. That's insane. Good story, Chloe. That's insane. But, so, you know what podcast episodes we've done. We know what yours isn't about. What do you think I picked today? Do you want to guess? You have to guess, so.
I mean, you kept saying that you're going to have me on to talk about gnomes. So that's the only...
That's the leading guess?
Yeah.
Well,
but I think you've changed that now, honestly.
Yeah? But okay, we'll see.
I don't know now.
All right, well, Chloe, I took into account a lot of what you said. You mentioned werewolves before.
Yeah.
You mentioned you liked Bigfoot, which is a big walking around type of guy.
Yeah.
So today for you, I have the Cape Lobo. Can you believe that?
I've never heard of that.
What?
I haven't.
Chloe, the Cape Lobo, you've never heard of in your whole adult life.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. What is it?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Good set me up there. Good cue ball. The Cape Lobo is a mythical creature from Brazilian mythology. Its legend is very common, especially in the states of Maranhão, Amazonas, and Pará. It is believed to have arisen among the indigenous people of the northern region of Brazil.
Wow. Okay. But what is it?
Didn't you just... I explained it. It's a legend. No, I'll show you the picture. Just don't read me the text. But it's basically like a werewolf that instead of being a wolf is an anteater.
Oh.
Isn't that a cool picture? Describe the picture.
That's kind of scary. It looks like long time ago, like one of the giant anteaters that used to like roam the earth.
Ooh, that's a good way. But it's standing on all fours. And it has big claws.
Well, but like
or on its two legs.
The anteaters now, like, they have to get on two legs.
They stand up.
Yeah.
But they don't walk around.
No.
All scary like.
But they can still get up.
That's a good point. Audience. They loved your observation. All right. But isn't that cool? Didn't I pick a good one? Are you excited to learn about this?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Why? You thought it was going to be gnomes?
Yeah, I really thought it was going
to
be gnomes.
Didn't you have a line you wanted to say? If it was gnomes? Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Here, cut that earlier part. Hey, it's gnomes!
Woohoo!
Yeah! So what's your thing? Say your thing that you wanted to say. Your awesome line, if it was gnomes.
I was going to say that I really enjoyed their performance in Romeo and Juliet.
Audience!
That was so good. Right?
They loved your joke, yeah. Good line that you had ready.
Yep.
All right, but we're doing the Cafe Lobo. Sorry if it's pronounced wrong. I don't know this language good, and I'm just reading off Wikipedia. So, first off, we've got the etymology section. The name Cafe Lobo is a fusion of an indigenous Brazilian word, cape, meaning broken bone, and the Portuguese word lobo, meaning wolf. So this is the broken bone wolf.
But it's an anteater.
But it's a big, scary anteater werewolf. That's pretty cool. All right, check this out. This is the legend section of Wikipedia.
Okay.
The Cape Lobo has two forms, an animal form and a humanoid form. In its animal form,
so
it
like
is
like... a skinwalker?
Yes, kind of. Well, I think it's more like a werewolf, like a Twilight werewolf, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Except it has its anteater form both times.
Okay.
In its animal form, it is like a tapir with attributes of a dog. In its humanoid form, it has the head of a giant anteater or a tapir or a dog, depending on the version of the myth. The body of a human and rounded bottle-shaped legs. It has lots of hair on its body and runs through forests near human settlements and floodplain regions. It is sometimes described as having a single leg. Isn't that crazy?
It'd be like hopping around.
It'd be hopping around. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be scary. I don't know what I would do.
You'd be scared is what you'd do.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be like, what is that?
That's crazy. Look over there, guys. Because, yeah, we'd all be in your car.
Yep.
Oh, no,
in my mom's car.
This is sad.
Okay.
It is known to hunt newborn puppies and kittens, but but it will kill humans by squeezing them and drinking their blood and eating their brains if given the opportunity. That's pretty epic.
All I imagine is like an anteater tongue wrapping around someone's neck.
That would be scary. You're telling me you wouldn't cry if that happened to you?
I don't think I'd be crying. I think I wouldn't be able to like make a sound because I'd be strangled.
That's a good point. I would probably escape.
Okay. All right. How would you do that?
Okay, so if its tongue is wrapped around me, I would put my hands underneath the tongue and just pull with my strength.
Right.
And I'd get out, probably. Okay. Oh, whoops, sorry. Somebody just walked by me in the hall and I bumped into him. I always tap this mic. Whatever. All right, next we've got... Oh, sorry. What else is there to it? In order to hunt humans, it produces a powerful scream which attracts them into the woods while also scaring them. It is also said that some people will transform into Cape Lobos with age. Get old enough, Chloe. You turn into a Cape Lobo.
What's the age for that?
It just says with age.
Oh, okay.
And nothing else.
So, like, when I turn 25, I could turn
into... When you turn 25, you're probably a Cape Lobo. We're going to have to fight you. That's cool.
Yeah,
Cape Lobo. Wow. This is an interesting creature. I've never heard of it before this.
Yeah.
So let's hope it doesn't come to the real world, you know what I'm saying?
Ben, have you ever talked about the puddle
question?
Yeah.
On here? That'll be for episode a million.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be towards the end of this one. Also, I've got a fan art here.
Okay. Is it good?
Yeah. It's pretty scary. Good. You're gonna like it. Describe it to the audience.
It look, you know those dogs with the really long nose?
Borzoi.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like on a very muscular man.
It's that head.
Yeah.
Don't read the document.
I didn't know if there was another picture.
You tried to get spoilers.
I didn't even look at it.
Chloe.
Stopped myself.
Okay. Okay, audience.
I said wait. Ben has to read it.
He'll get mad.
Yeah. He'll yell at me.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with me? Why do I always do this? Maybe that'll be better.
You think you'd get better with how many you've done. How many podcasts. You know? You think you know where the...
This creature is a Brazilian type of werewolf. It has two forms. Its animal form looks like a big tapir with the head of a giant anteater. It walks the night mainly in the floodplains. In humanoid form, it's a muscular man with hair on some parts of its body and the head of an anteater, sometimes described with donkey legs. Whoa.
Why do they keep changing it?
That's what happens on Goblin Hour. Everybody has like a different opinion of what the myth is. Oh, it is a fantastic animal with a human body and anteater snout, coming out at night to prowl the camps and barracks inside the states of Maranhão and Pará. It is alleged by its cries and has a foot-shaped bottle background.
What?
I don't know. Kills dogs and newborn cats to eat, ripping its carotid artery and drinking its blood.
Carotid?
Yeah, perfect. Carotid artery. You're being mean to me.
I'm sorry. It's the...
It's okay.
Anatomy part of me coming out.
Sorry. Yeah. Say your favorite bone.
My favorite bone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have a favorite bone.
Say your favorite artery.
No, I don't think I have an artery. I have a favorite, like, muscle.
Ooh. Audience, do we want to hear it? Ah! They got too loud. All right. What is it?
Latissimus dorsi.
What is that for the layman? For the infants watching?
It's
listening.
A muscle that goes around, like, it's on your back, and mm-hmm. it kind of just, like, lays flat over your lower back.
Why is it so good?
Because it kind of sounds like a spell.
If you like spells, Chloe, check out Goblin Hour, Season 2, Episode 1, the spells episode.
I don't know why you didn't have me on that one.
Because that was Brendan's episode. I keep hitting it still. Don't say anything about it. Okay. Don't make fun of me. All right, what else we got here? Ripping blood. It can only be killed with a shot in the umbilical region. So here, right?
Yeah.
Tummy.
Well, where's your umbilical cord when you're born?
Tummy.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy's pretty fightable so far.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I mean, that's where all your, like, your vital, like, organs
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I feel like most things can get killed there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's unique to this guy. It's like a werewolf of the indigenous people, they say. On the Xingu River, some native people can become capilobos. The name comes from the Tupi capilobo and the Portuguese cape. From Tupi, crooked bone, crippled, and lobo, from the Portuguese wolf. So that's different than what we read earlier.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you say, like, how these things have come about?
I don't think that's part of this yet.
Oh.
I mean, we'll keep looking for it, but...
I was just wondering, so far, like, how you become one.
No, that's
like,
a good question. Like... I feel like you probably have to get bit by one on the full moon or something, you know? Like werewolf rules.
Yeah.
Whatever werewolf rules is.
Okay.
But we'll see. This next... Oh, wait, the previous one? This was funny also, this goofy-ass fan art. Maybe that'll be the thumbnail. I don't think so, though. I'll find something scary.
Okay.
And this website is from Neon Mob. That's the one we just read. The website Neon Mob. Thank you, Neon Mob.
So, Ben, when you're doing your research, do you, like, read anything? Or you no. just go in and print?
It's because I think it's better if I, like, look over it and make sure there's content. But, like, that way, I've said it before, I get to go on the ride with the audience and with my guest. I get okay. to be surprised.
Okay.
Because if I was just telling them, yeah. they might be like, okay, fine, so what? But if I can go, what the fuck, it can do a blast, then that's something, too. I can be a part of the conversation better. I'm not a teacher. I'm just the guy with the textbook.
Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay, the capilobo, a.k.a. capilobo, is a legendary creature which inhabits the northern and northeastern regions of Brazil. It usually takes the form of a monstrous mammalian, a humanoid with a long tubular snout resembling an anteater, which is used to perforate the skull of its victims and feed upon their brains. Insane.
Yeah. Going insanely through your cool. ear.
Yeah.
Or up your nose.
Yeah.
Down where, your throat.
Where else?
Through your eye.
Ooh, where else? Keep going, keep going. You're on a roll.
Well, I was just doing the holes that are on your head. I said nose. I said eyes. I said all that.
Ear.
Yeah, I said
nice, ear. We got all of them. Okay. What else do we got here?
I mean,
here?
Could go in through some other holes, but
ooh,
I won't.
Ooh, that's for Goblin Hour after dark. It's for inappropriate Goblin Hour.
You should do that.
Inappropriate one?
Yeah.
Where I ask inappropriate questions. What if the capilobo was in your...
That'd be so funny.
That'd be epic. The fans would love it. All right. Capilobos are shapeshifters, which can alternate between a bipedal and a quadrupedal form. The latter combining features of a dog, pig, tapir, and anteater. They've added pig. Its bipedal form is more humanoid.
Bipedal? Although...
Fine, bipedal. Its bipedal form is more humanoid, although it still has its characteristic anteater-like mouth. Some legends say that it may also become human, or that a human can be transformed into a capilobo. So what you were asking about. Similar to how one may become a lycanthrope or a vampire.
Mm, you have to be be bitten.
You have to be bitten or something. It's like a disease.
Or can you be, like, born into it?
Probably, like Renesmee. Are you thinking like Renesmee?
I guess so, yeah.
That'd be good. That's for my spinoff series of Twilight, where she dates a Cape Lobo and a Bigfoot and has to pick one.
You should do an episode on Twilight.
That's not like, a goblin, though. Maybe a vampire episode?
Yeah, a vampire. That? And you could, like, debunk some of the stuff.
Some of the myths in Twilight?
Yeah.
Vampires
and werewolves, too.
Ooh, werewolves, too.
I was always Team Jacob.
I could do... I don't really like either of them.
I mean...
They should add a third guy.
What would he be? What kind of mythical creature would he be?
An elf.
A wendigo?
No, that's too fucked up. That'd be scary. He should be, like, a gnome.
A gnome?
Yeah, he'd be a gnome. He'd be, like, 3'1", and Bella would be like, I don't know, but he's so hot.
Oh, a zombie.
Ooh. He's rotting. He smells bad.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Moving on. A Cape Lobo's feet are cylindrical, shaped like the bottom of a bottle, and thus leave circular footprints, which makes it impossible to infer which way the creature came from and where it's going. However, it should be noted that this kind of footprint has also been attributed to other local legends, such as the Mapinugwari. Okay.
So they're walking on, like, peg legs.
Yeah, kind of. Pretty much. They're also known for producing hideous screams, which spread in all directions, making it impossible to pinpoint where they're coming from. Said screams can confuse and terrify victims, leaving them paralyzed with fear. Paralyzed with fear, even. That's scary. So this guy has a lot of powers. We haven't found one that's very Pokemon-like in a while, but I'd say this one is. It has moves like Thunder Wave, Confuse Ray. It's obviously got fighting-type attacks.
I don't know any... I know Squirtle.
Yeah, you know Squirtle. Say all the Pokemon you name.
Pikachu.
Okay, who else we got?
Charmander?
Charmander. Who else we got?
I don't know anymore.
Come on, you get to guess some more.
No, that's all I know.
Audience, 3's pretty good. I love it. I hit these too hard because it makes a sound. It comes through on the mic. I should just go.
You just blew it, Ben. Now they know we don't have a real audience.
Oh, no. All right. Hey, audience, you're real, right? Laugh if you're real. See, they're real. They responded. Everyone, yeah. Mission accomplished.
There's one lady in the audience that's just being really loud. I know. Everyone else.
She fucks with me a lot. She's a big fan.
Right, she's in the front row of everyone.
Hey, what's up, girl? I'll talk to you after this. All right. This next one is from r/cryptids on Reddit. This is from the user Oddity Hive. Cape Lobo, unraveling the beast of Brazilian folklore. Every culture around the globe holds stories and legends about the wild and unseen beings inhabiting the depths of forests and mountains. One such tale from the lush greenery of northern and northeastern Brazil is about the Cape Lobo, a creature that has intrigued believers and skeptics alike for centuries. This article seeks to explore the profound history, facts, and reported sightings of this elusive beast. Sips tea. But that's none of my business.
I was just waiting for the good part.
How's your... How's your water?
It's pretty cold. I put some ice in it before I left.
My water bottle's fucked up right now. I need to get a new one, because I'll put ice in this, and it's melted in, like, 2 hours. I'll put in, like, 10 ice cubes.
Have you dropped it a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why. That's what happens with mine. Like, this one used to keep ice in it, like, for, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
But now...
I know.
It's same gone by the end of the day.
Mine, I'll drop it, the hallway, and everybody will turn to look at me, because it goes... And it's super loud.
I've always dropped it when I'm getting out of the car. It, like, fell out of my backpack.
Onto the asphalt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why there's, like, scratches all over it.
That's relatable. It's very relatable. Okay. As the story goes, the Cape Lobo is a nocturnal creature with an unsettling appearance. Humanoid body, yeah. The eerie blend of human and animal features has struck fear in the hearts of locals and has become a symbol of the hidden dangers lurking in the wilderness. Possessing an insatiable craving... Motherfucker. Possessing an insatiable craving for brains, the Cape Lobo is known to target livestock and, on occasion, even humans. It is believed to have supernatural strength, enabling it to overpower its victims with ease. Those two sentences, and it took me like 40 seconds to read. That's fucked up. All right, the creature's nocturnal activities, its solitary lifestyle, and its diet reflect characteristics of real animals, such as the anteater and tapir, offering a window into the intricate relationship between between cultural narratives and the natural world.
Wait, why does it like brains?
Because they're nutritious.
I just didn't know. Like, okay, have you seen the show Teen Wolf?
No.
Okay, well, there's this episode of, well, I guess it's kind of like a full season of this werewolf who, when he kills his victims, he gets the pituitary gland out of his victims.
I see.
Because it gives him, like, special, like, powers or whatever. You think
that's why they do that?
Yeah, so I was wondering if it's, like, the same thing.
Could be. Let's go with that, yes.
Okay.
It is. That was the Teen Wolf segment.
That was really good.
Thanks for watching the Teen Wolf segment, audience. All right, next we got...
Got like six seasons of that, so, I mean...
I'll got to get on that.
Yep.
All right, while skeptics may discuss the... While skeptics, I need to start doing vocal warm-ups. While skeptics may dismiss the Cape Lobo as a mere legend, countless encounters narrated by locals suggest otherwise. Accounts of inexplicably harmed livestock, strange noises at night, and unusual tracks in the wilderness were often attributed to the Cape Lobo's activities. True. One compelling account came from a farmer in northern Brazil. He reported waking up one morning to find his livestock disturbed and one of them missing its brain. This incident was eerily reminiscent of the Cape Lobo's reputed hunting style. Another incident involved a night watchman who claimed to have seen a large beast-like figure with an elongated snout near the edge of a forest. He reported hearing a low, guttural sound and catching a fleeting glimpse of the creature under the moonlight before it disappeared back into the forest.
I'm not hearing anything about them, like, crushing skulls or anything, so I really think they're going in with their tongue.
They are. You're correct. That's what they're doing. They suck it out like anteaters. It's like ants. They're going into your ear and mouth and stuff.
Yeah. They're going in, blending your brain all up, and then sucking it up.
True. God, if only. Chloe, here's the real question. You ready?
Okay.
You're talking to this guy, right? He's cool. He's chill as hell. He's chill as fuck.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I have a dark secret. And you're like, ooh, what could this be? Mm-hmm. And you're getting all excited. Mm-hmm. He takes you into the woods. He starts changing form. You're like, oh my God, is he a werewolf? Is he a vampire? Becomes a Cape Lobo. Does that end the relationship? Or are you like, shit, you got that long tongue and shit. What are we getting into?
I mean, is he hot when he transforms?
No, he looks like a Cape Lobo. But he's normal otherwise. He's, like, pretty attractive, but the fact that he's mysterious kind of bumps him up a couple points.
This is why you need an After Dark thing.
No, this is fine. This can be the segment. Welcome to the After Dark segment.
I mean, I don't know. My first thought is, what does that tongue do?
Woo, audience.
But I don't know, maybe after the first time might be a little weird, so we might have to...
Work your way into it?
Sure, I was going to say kick him to the curb, but...
Whoa! Oh, you're saying no?
I'm...
Because you don't have to interact with him in this form. You can just keep being normal, and also he can do that.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to use his, like, powers to my advantage.
Okay, that's fair.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's...
Okay, and that's the end of the After Dark set. Wait, ask me.
Okay.
But it's not a guy this time. Ask me, go.
Okay, what if you were seeing this girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And... you ask her to go to the, to go watch stars, okay. Stargazing at night.
At Lake Thunderbird.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I can't. I have other plans. And you're like, why? Like, yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing that's so important that you can't go stargazing with me now?
And she's like, well, when the moon comes up, I transform into this hideous monster.
Okay.
Well,
I get to see it eventually?
Yeah, you're like, well, I don't care. Well, I love you. I love you anyway.
Yeah.
Show me. And she shows you.
Yes, I'm still in. That makes me like her more. That's awesome. She can turn into a big creature that has powers. Yeah. That's so cool.
Would you tell people that you have this, like, Pokemon girlfriend?
No, I would ask her. She'd have to be okay with it. I'm not being like, guess what, Tanner? She turned into a fucking Cape Lobo.
What about Tanner? You think Tanner would be into it?
I don't know. We talked about it. You gotta watch the Mermaids episode. He wouldn't date a woman that was half giraffe, half woman.
What does that have to do with mermaids?
That's Goblin Hour. We get off topic.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Would he date someone that's half human, half fish?
Yes. If it's a mermaid, yes, he would.
Okay. Because that makes sense because it's Tanner.
Yeah, he likes fish and he likes women. In the thing, he said those are his two favorite things. It's a woman and a fish at the same time.
Okay.
All right, moving on. This one's from Monstropedia. It's on the Cape Lobo again, obviously.
Okay.
It's a hybrid bipedal cryptid from the area of Para and Mono. Yeah, whatever.
Bipedal.
Origin. Wolf's cape is said to derive from an old Indian woman who leaves his village to live his last days alone in the forest. Instead of dying, however, he gradually transforms into a foul-smelling, hairy ape armed with long canine fangs and a single eye protruding from his forehead.
Wait, we're talking about apes now?
I don't know. The terrestrial creature walks upright and leaves rounded footprints in the soil, similar to those left if one presses the bottom of a bottle into the ground. So I think it's saying its body is ape-like, but it still has the tapir thing in one eye.
Okay.
Well, that's a rumor.
So, like a cyclops now.
Kind of. Interesting. This one's interesting. Behavior. It's carnivorous and nocturnal. It attacks newborn animals, but may attack larger prey, breaking their skulls, eating their brains, or drinking the victim's blood.
So they do break their skulls.
They crack the skull just to be like... and slurp it out.
Okay.
All right, next we have the powers section. I always like when there's a powers section for these. The scream of Cape Lobo can be heard for up to 10 leagues. Whoa, that's weird that it's basically not on leagues. That's a sea measurement. And the blast is sufficient to buckle the knees of even the most robust hunter.
Wow.
Chloe, you pass up a boyfriend that can turn into this thing?
I didn't say I would. I just said I'd let him...
prove himself?
We try it out. See, you know, how... First...
You would take notes.
Yeah, I write it down in my diary.
I don't know about this. He looked kind of fucked up when he turned into the anteater man.
He gave me the ick.
Gave me the ick when he turned into a Cape Lobo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but come on. He can do screech. So his moves right now. He has Uproar, Screech, Confuse Ray, Thunder Wave.
But, like, is the screech, like,
yes, it does
a
damage.
Women's screech? Or is it,
it's like an animal screech.
Okay.
Like a scary, like... type of thing, you know?
How was that?
It's like a huge screech. I'm not doing it in the mic because I respect the listeners too much.
Okay.
All right. Why is this? It keeps saying wolf's cape, whatever. It employs its awesome teeth into dogs and goats, its favorite prey, but people are also incorporated. That's not a power. It's just a thing it does.
Sounds like the chupacabra.
Yeah, they're tripping. Cape Lobo is said to produce a repulsive stench that originate in its filthy matted fur.
It's stinky. I don't. Maybe I will just not. I'll just kick him to the curb right after that. I don't want to deal with that.
But he doesn't. It's only when he transforms. Like, so he can be like, never fucking transform around me. You can be mean to him.
But he smells good, like, in his human
form. Smells however he smells in his human form.
Smell like good cologne.
If he does that. This is like a normal, this is like an average man.
I mean, I would hope that most guys wear cologne.
Yeah, this guy doesn't, though. No, he probably does.
Do you wear cologne, Ben?
It depends. I will for special occasions.
Okay.
I will if I, like, need to impress mom, but I'm just going, I'm like, no. Ah! You're tricking me.
I think you should just leave it in.
No, I can't. It's part of the tradition at this point.
We should just say ice cream shop.
Yeah, the ice cream store. I've said that before. Man, I hadn't said it in so long. Fuck. All right, whatever. It's said to produce a repulsive stench that comes in its fur. It can also only be killed by penetrating its eye, apparently. So this, the umbilical thing is different now, I guess. So we have two weaknesses now. Right. Eye and umbilical. So I think you can just kill it anyway.
Okay.
Bullets and lead shot do not harm the rest of the creature's stocky body.
What about a silver bullet?
That one will work, I bet. That's killing it. But man, you got me thinking about a beautiful GF that can turn into a Cafe Lobo now. I'm going to be distracted for the rest of the day. All right. The Cafe Lobo, this is from Cryptid Wiki now.
Okay.
Sip of water. The Cafe Lobo is a vampiric creature from Brazilian myth, particularly in the states of, yeah, we know, appearance. These creatures have two, yeah, we know. It is not clear how the Cafe Lobo transforms from animal to humanoid form, or if it is not a matter of transformation at all, but they are clearly separate. The humanoid form of these creatures is muscular with a human body and an anteater's head. They maintain their thick matted coat of fur, and in addition are covered...
Oh my gosh, did they get fleas?
It's gone, it fucked up. I don't know, they're covered in something. Probably. They could.
Oh, gross. Listen. Or like ticks.
Yeah, but you have to just take care of it. You have to be like, oh, and clean it.
But would I have to, like, would they have to shower, like, in that form?
I don't think so. They could shower in normal form. Like, you could just...
Yeah, but, like...
You could ignore the mess. I think each time they transformed, they would be, like, gross, though. Like, you couldn't have it shower once and then have it be, like, fine. And they probably stink after transforming.
Gross.
Like, they smell like Cafe Lobo for a little bit. And you're like, holy shit, take a shower.
Yeah, go take a shower.
This is gross.
Go take a shower before you come touch me.
And then you're like, all right, what's up? You dap them up.
Yeah.
All right.
Little fist bump.
Look, that was sick, man. I hated that you did that, but thank you for sharing with me. All right. Their front claws are similar to that of a tamandua, a kind of small anteater. However, their feet have a set of perfectly round hooves. Yeah, this is the thing. Leave an imprint on the ground, not unlike a bottle, making them difficult to track. Another notable feature of the Cafe Lobo is its unearthly stench, so powerful that it is said to always be surrounded by a cloud of flies.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a little fucked up.
Gross.
Rarely, it is described as having a singular eye or only one leg. However, these are traits more often associated with a similar mapinguari. Some accounts also mention its long fangs. I don't know how it has long fangs if it has, like, an anteater snout.
Its appearance has just changed so much.
It looks like that. Look at that and then hand it back to me. Do not get your spoilers. Describe it to the audience, too.
I mean, he's got abs.
He does.
They gave him some abs in this picture.
They're jacked. The other one had abs, too.
Yeah, that first one had abs, yeah.
The one that looked like a child drew it.
It almost looks like a beak.
Yeah.
Like a toucan's beak.
Yeah, I can see that. Especially on this one.
And then, like, what, like a minotaur legs? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, kinda. I can see that. Yeah, I think it's a good way to put it.
I'm trying to imagine having this as a boyfriend.
Remember, it's only like that song. It's like a werewolf, you know?
I know, but, like, werewolves could be hot. That, I don't know.
It could be hot. A werewolf is only hot because you've seen hot ones. If there was a hot one of this in Teen Wolf, you'd be like, shit, I don't know. You'd be fucking with that a little bit.
Maybe.
Okay, moving on. Behavior. The Cafe Lobo can stun with its foul stink, and even those who survive the encounter will get headaches and dizziness for several days to a month.
Well, yeah, their brains just got slurped out.
No, this is just the stink. This is literally just the stink that can fuck you up that much. It is also known for its shrill screams, which can be heard for 10 miles and are powerful enough to bring even the hardiest of hunters to their knees and completely paralyze most with fear. When heard in the distance, they can bewilder hunters and travelers, causing them to become lost and sometimes mad. However, they may also make a softer and less dangerous sound that sounds not unlike someone blowing over the top of an empty bottle. Chloe, do you really want this thing as your enemy if you break its heart?
Sounds like a siren. It's like, it's scary. Just combining a bunch of mythical creatures into one.
Yeah, the anteater.
Like,
the
Brazil
human.
Was just like, hey, we need our own mythical creature. Let's just compile a bunch
way.
Of this stuff together.
This is real.
Okay. Are anteaters even in Brazil?
Are anteaters even real? That's the real question.
Yeah, there. I've seen one at the zoo.
Ooh, good research. You did research before this.
We should go to the zoo.
Ooh, see if there are anteaters. Do research.
We're going to have penguins at our zoo.
Penguins, as you would say? Here, Chloe, you get to be here for the big news. before we continue reading about the behavior, guys, Goblin, our audience, I had a crazy dream last night. So, somewhere in, like, the Caribbean Ocean, the water is beautiful, perfectly clear.
Wait, do you say Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Or Caribbean?
Caribbean is how you say it for the Pirates movie.
Just that?
Yeah, I say...
Every other time it's
I say Caribbean.
Okay.
Caribbean is, it's beautiful water, right?
Yeah.
In the ocean. This might be influenced by another recent Goblin Hour episode. This was the Dober Chew, which is a scary, like, huge otter. Keep your ears peeled for the Dober Chew episode, Chloe. It's cool.
Okay.
The Dober Chew is a big otter monster. Whatever. Why am I explaining it? They've heard it. You watch the episode if you want to know. It'll be out in a few months.
Okay.
But the Dober Chew. What? I shouldn't be talking about that. In my dream, there's like 1,000 otters and like 3,000 piranhas or something. And they're going to have a big like fight. I don't know why. But it's like making worldwide news. And in between these two fighting parties, there's one penguin. And it has those like yellow eyebrows that some of them have.
Are those like macaroni penguins?
Yeah,
is that
something
what they're
like,
called?
I don't know. Madagascar penguins, maybe. Macaroni penguins. The macaroni penguins there.
I'm looking it up. Continue.
Anyway, here's my dream.
Okay. I'm listening.
I thought you found it.
No.
I thought that's what you said. Okay. But anyway,
I typed in 3 letters. Ben.
Okay, sorry. They have the otter and the piranhas fighting. And like this poor penguin's in the middle of it. And they're like taking bites out of it and stuff. And it's trying to survive in like.
Yeah. A macaroni penguin.
With the yellow eyebrows. Yeah, you knew.
Yeah.
Okay, you are the penguin expert. But what it's doing is it's just in there. Each time like a piranha dies or an otter dies in the fight, it would eat them to like stay alive and have food. Because this fight, it's 1,000 otters and like 3,000 piranhas. And they're fighting for some reason.
Okay.
And so this penguin would eat them each time it dies to stay alive. Because this fight's going on for like weeks. And so by the end of it, this somehow, by some miracle, this penguin is the only one left. It's just out in the Caribbean Ocean by itself, swimming and, like, exhausted. It's not even moving. And somehow, I get out there. And then I'm there holding it in the water, and I'm, like, trying to keep it afloat. And it's, like, it's really exhausted. It looks okay. Like, it's healed from its battle.
Wait.
What?
When was the penguin fighting?
It was just in the middle of them fighting. So every now and then, they would bite it.
Oh,
and like, you know, because there was so much blood in the water, they would accidentally hit the penguin.
Okay.
And so I get the penguin, and I'm like holding it. I'm like trying to keep it afloat so it doesn't die. Okay. And at one point we find a lepa berry and we feed it the lepa berry. And so it's less exhausted. It's not struggling anymore. And then from there, there's like another guy shows up. He's like a frat guy and he's jumps off this like silver tin boat. A bunch of people came with him. And he's like, we got to save the penguin, man. And I was like, I know. We got to save it. And at a certain point, we realized there was, like, a gas station, like, 400 feet away on, like, the ocean. It was, like, a gas station island. Uh-huh. And then there was also another just island that we could go to that was, like, 100 feet away. And we were trying to decide which one to help the penguin.
Which one did you go to?
I woke up. I don't know. I don't know what we decided.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Can you believe those otters and those piranhas put that poor penguin in danger?
Yeah, that's crazy.
When I got out to the water, though, there wasn't any blood. It was really beautiful, clear water. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of a shark coming, though. I was like, what would I do if there was a shark here? And that's the dream segment.
Yep. Good job.
That's the dream segment. All right, back to the fucking Capo Lobo or whatever. Capo Lobo. Their thick hide and fur act as a sort of armor, and even bullets bounce off their hides. They can only be killed by a blow to the eye or to the navel.
Okay.
It came full circle.
Yeah,
now we know it. And some accounts even claim that it must be done with a spear. That would make sense. I feel like a lot of the time these mythical creatures have, like, some crazy weakness like that. And this is talking about what they'll do to humans again. They tightly grab their skull and suck the brains out through the top of the skull. In some cases, they will sever the... What did you call that one artery?
Carotid artery.
The carotid artery. Instead, and drink their victim's blood or even just rip prey apart with their sharp teeth. They are more likely to devour someone if they are foolish enough to hunt on a Sunday. They have a ravenous appetite, and they hunt at night to satiate their unending hunger. It is said that these creatures are a sort of lycanthrope. However, rather than changing between forms, a human who has changed into a Capo Lobo has no hope of turning back. When a person is old and dying... If they choose to spend their last days in the woods, they will transform into one of these monsters.
Wait, so they can't turn back and forth between humans?
They can't, but in my hypothetical, they can.
Okay.
Like, and in reality, they have their anteater, like, running around in all fours form, and then they have their scary buff man form where they're like, I would like to kill you. But this one is like that.
Okay.
You ready for some comments?
Yeah.
This is from October 12th, 2023. This is ES Bird Nerd. Don't let its appearance fool you. If this is as dangerous as giant anteaters, you best not be laughing. Anteaters have been known to kill jaguars.
Okay.
Damn, okay, good. Thank you for the important information. That would be scary to fight then. Next we've got, this cryptid is equal parts ridiculous and badass. Amazing. True.
My ear itched.
Your ear itched?
Yeah.
They loved it. They loved the ear itching part. This is from Michael the Spikester. This guy came up the other day when Izzy and I were talking about the Dober Chew. This is 3/23/2021. An anteater vampire? That's something you don't hear every day. Also, basically an anteater squatch. And then they did the colon P, like the tongue out, like.
Yeah.
Did that. This guy responded, this is Wendipogo. Yeah, it looks strangely cute. Maybe I'll give it a hug. Rookie mistake. He would die. You should not do that. And what else we got here? Oh, this guy, Lucas Zagreus, on the 7/15/2020 said, the cryptid of my country. Hmm. Nice.
That was it.
Good for you, man. That's sick. Next we have 62 Stitch on 2018. He said, I thought normal giant anteaters were bad. This looks like a giant anteater and a human did the fusion dance, then was fed the bile.
The fusion dance.
The fusion dance. Only if you read Spirit Animals, you will know what the bile is.
Okay.
Okay, we have not read it, unfortunately. Yeah. Have you?
No.
Okay.
I have not. I mean, audience, I know what bile is, but...
I don't. No, I do. It's... it's the acid in your belly.
No.
What is it, then?
Bile's in your,
belly, yeah.
No. It's in your liver? Liver or pancreas? That's where bile is stored.
Thank you for the fact. All right. Next we have the Whiten. The White Titan. That's one freaking buff armadillo. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Liver and pancreas?
Yeah, and gallbladder. They all have to do with bile.
Okay.
Yeah.
This person said, what in the shed was that? And then somebody responded and said, hey, no profanity on this wiki. Then Pearl Air Buffalo in 2017 said, they appear similar to a tapir. Boy, that's an oversized anteater.
Aren't tapirs and anteaters, like, very similar?
I think so. This guy said something. Said his thing, though, so.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing we can do about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could send him some, like, hate mail.
Send him a bomb in the mail? Some anthrax?
No.
Send anthrax to that person. Chloe said it first.
No, I didn't.
What did you not say?
I did not say that we should send him stuff in the mail.
Which stuff?
What you
said. What did I say? I forgot.
I said hate mail.
And what did I say?
You said an explosive device or poison in the mail.
Chloe, I'm going to make all the words you said, I'm going to make it say, we should send, and they're going to believe me, not you.
No.
Sorry, it's happening.
Maybe we could send them an explosive device or poison.
All right, next we've got from the Smoog 78. There's something about this guy that reminds me of a Chalaconthier. Don't know what that is. I'm writing it down, though. Future Goblin Hour tactic.
What? Chalaconthier?
Chalaconthier, it looks like. They got crazy names. Listen, these creatures are scary.
Yeah.
Chalaconthier. Good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it's spelled on there, so I can't really see
it. Yeah, no, it's good. You would be mean to me. All right. Next, this person is from a crazy name. They say, holy cow, that is the thing I saw back in 2011 at Riverside in Council Bluffs, Iowa. That's it. But it was black, pure black, just like the description. This is a real first-hand account. This is why we read the comments.
Hey, did you ever watch Destination Truth?
What the fuck transition was that? What is that?
I don't know. I just thought about it. It's about, like, mythical creatures. It's with, a Josh Gates. Is that his name?
I don't know. I don't know this show, Chloe.
Let me look at that. Hold on.
Okay, this will be the Googling intermission here.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, Josh Gates.
Nice.
Yeah.
She found the information.
But, like, he goes to, like, all these different countries trying to figure out, doing research and, like, trying to find.
He is not me. He wants to be me so bad.
Yeah. Like, he does stuff on ghosts and the Yeti.
Damn it, we were going to do Bigfoot. A Yeti episode. We already did Bigfoot. We beat him.
Well, he did a TV show. He didn't do a podcast.
That's why we're better. Okay. Ours you can listen to in the car. You can't watch that show in the car.
I mean, you could, but it's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
This is continuing with that guy's awesome story. If you remember, I saw back in 2011 a were anteater-like creature, and when I came back the year after, I found hoof prints in the sand, but they were like goat hooves on two legs. Oh my word, that is just what I saw. What was it doing so far north? Besides the area, it is spot on to what I saw.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
He's so lucky that he found this article.
Yeah, it is lucky for him. And this is another returning commenter who we've encountered before, Manwolf. Back in 2016, he said, huh, a vampiric were anteater. That's just weird. And then Red Ola responds a year later, almost exactly a year later, saying, this is Brazil. That's all he had. This is Brazil.
This is Brazil.
This is Brazil.
We have weird things here.
Yeah, Brazil's crazy. Not that a white man like you would know.
Ben, I'm really hungry.
Perfect. That's all the documents I had, so that worked out pretty good. Chloe, do you want to advertise anything, shout anything out?
No.
You don't want to shout out your Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Shout out your home address.
No.
The fans want to come visit you.
I'm not doing that.
They want to come meet you. Censoring it. Ooh, because I don't want them going there. They're going to come see me. She gave the address to the place we worked.
You still work there.
And you brats aren't coming to attack me. I'm not having it.
Ben, we should have a podcast with our friend group and just, like, talk.
Call it Xbox?
I don't know what we would call it, but...
Audience, do you like that name? Thank you, guys. Thank you for watching...
Goblin Hour.
Thanks for being here, everyone.
You know what you should do?
What?
You know how we do spin that hopper?
Yeah.
You should be like, thanks for listening to Goblin Hour. It's going to be so good.
Okay.